Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The big talking point over the weekend internationally, the news on Saturday evening of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, holding a rally at Butler in Pennsylvania. Shots fired, pierced part of Donald Trump's ear when he was speaking from the podium. Obviously, there's been widespread condemnation and a lot of reaction to this. But I was just interested in talking to listeners about it today and to hear your own reaction. I know there's been a lot of analysis and political reaction here in the station over the past 2 days. But Corinne, you live in Cavan. You are from the States originally. What was your reaction?
Well, my reaction, I wasn't surprised because of the gun nature in America. I don't like to see anybody shot, but it's the Republicans generally and the NRA, which is the biggest lobbyist and the most powerful lobbyist group in America, that is responsible for this. When guns are out in the public the way they are there, everybody is armed. I mean, everybody. You can't even flip anybody off in the car or have any kind of road rage, because that could very well result in your death. And the other thing I'd say is, if a whole classroom full of 5- and 6-year-olds killed doesn't change anything over there, Trump getting a nick on his ear certainly isn't going to do it. I think he's using this as an opportunity. That picture he has with his fist up in the air and the blood coming down his face, he loves that. They're responsible for this. The Republicans and the voters that will not go against these NRA are responsible for exactly what happened, and it's going to continue to happen. And like I said, if a classroom full of babies doesn't get it, nothing's going to change it.
So you weren't overly surprised then at all when you heard this?
No.
I think most people were, though, Corinne.
I don't know why. I don't know why they would think. I mean, for me, the most surprising thing for me was that you could visibly see this dude on the roof. I mean, the media showed that, and the Secret Service didn't catch on. I just thought that was very poor security. Here's a guy, Trump, doing these rallies all over the place. And all of his supporters are armed. Obviously, this was not a supporter. But, I mean, they can't get those guns in there. I'm sure they checked. But, obviously, somebody could. It doesn't surprise me I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner, to be honest with you. The way there's mass shootings all over the place all the time, it surprises me that this is the first time.
Right. Stay with me, Corinne, if you don't mind. I want to get a couple of other voices in on this. Suzanne is on the line. Suzanne is a regular Lunchtime Live listener, I know, living in New York. Were you surprised, Suzanne, when you heard about this on Saturday evening?
I have to agree. I was not surprised that something like this happened. I was surprised that it happened as though there were no warning signs leading up to it. But this political campaign and this rhetoric has been so high, so on fire. So, and even your first listener that you spoke with, the tone and the tenor has been on a tripwire. So the fact that something did happen is not surprising.
But like, you know, in one way, you know, it's incredible the reaction to this. Can you imagine if we were dealing with a JFK scenario today? Like
with an assassination?
Yeah.
And it was close. It was within millimeters of that being exactly what we would have been dealing with. And again, the rhetoric has been so highly strung on both sides, for the Republicans and for the Democrats. It has been so highly strung. Well, President Biden just called for us to put a target on Donald Trump. Like, the words matter, and the
even not as they're maybe intended, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, regardless of where people stand, you know, whether they're in the Republican or the Democratic divide, like, it is pretty horrendous to see this unfold at a pre-election rally.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And I will just, to preface for your listeners, I live in upstate New York. I live in a very rural community, very similar to this one. The school that this person graduated from, the high school, has a rifle club. They have shooting competitions with other schools. Yes, we have a culture of weapons in the United States. It's in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. I myself own a gun. I live in the country on 16 acres of land. We have coyotes. We have bobcats. You need to be able to protect your livestock, protect your pets. Hunting is very important up here, purely because it keeps the deer population in check. Most people who own guns are responsible citizens. You did not see the people attending that rally whipping out their weapons when they were being fired at. But I'm going to take this a step further and say, where were this kid's parents? You hear all about how he was bullied in school, how he was a loner, and how concerning and troubling and how that could have led to this. He belonged to a gun club. He owned weapons. Obviously,
so it's about
there were
gun
issues.
Controls.
You know, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube at this point. Everybody who's screaming for gun reform, and I get it, I do, but the laws that are put in place are taking weapons away from responsible citizens. They're not taking weapons away from criminals. You know, the lack of mental health care comes into play in situations like this. You can ban this gun, that gun, and the other gun. There are still going to be guns. There are going to be guns to be had. So I think we need to look past just screaming platitudes about gun control and look for deeper issues of why these things are happening. Okay. Most people who own guns in the United States don't open fire.
TJ is with me on the line. TJ is from Cleveland. But TJ, I believe you're living in Ireland at the moment. Is that right?
I'm in Ireland at the moment, yeah.
Yeah. How long are you living here, TJ?
Off and on over the last 11, 12 years.
Oh, right. Okay. And your reaction when you heard this news at the rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday evening?
Yeah, shock. Big concern, especially if the candidate was killed, was assassinated. That'd be a big concern. I think we'd be seeing a lot of political violence around the U.S. if that happened, okay? And so incredible relief at the same time that he wasn't assassinated. And, you know, just shock. I mean, shocking, but as your other callers have said there, you know, violence in the U.S. is something we don't see in European countries simply because we have much better laws around people with firearms, you know, and what kind of firearms you can have and why you can have them. And 80% of the U.S. population agrees with having more restrictive laws around firearms in the U.S. I don't see any reason why anyone should have a weapon of war. They want to hunt to protect themselves, such as this would be assassinated, you know. He's an assassin. He did murder someone.
That's right. Yeah, a spectator,
so
wasn't
shockage.
It?
Yeah, I mean, there was an assassination did take place. I don't know the direct definition of an assassination, but somebody was murdered. You know,
what do you think the reaction will be like, TJ, in the US now as we get closer to the elections? Like, will it just be a sort of an immediate reaction? Or effect in the polls for Trump or you know, come actual voting time, day, will this...
I mean, the polls, after Biden's debate performance, they did drop, but they've dropped about 2 points on average. But it's 2 points is a big... There's a lot of points in this race. And I definitely don't see this hurting Trump. If you want to just get political about it, I don't see how it could hurt him. He did quite vigorous there, arm in the air. The political peace of mind to do that, which if Trump is anything, he's a fantastic salesman. And, you know, an act of defiance to put his hand in the air. And, you know, that was politically very savvy. And obviously maybe that was his gut reaction.
He was,
anyway.
He was hit. He was certainly grazed, wasn't he, at the side of the ear?
Oh, he was. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just saying to do that in that moment and not just keep yourself covered with Secret Service agents is, but I guess they did say that the shooter had was down. You can hear in the audio when you listen. But what are the repercussions? We don't know. I definitely don't think it hurts Trump's chances. A lot of people say he hasn't won now. I don't think that's the case whatsoever. Hillary Clinton had it won in 2016, if we all remember correctly.
Yeah, you'd wonder, come closer to the time, will people nearly remember it at all? I was just interested to get the reaction of those living here in America and I suppose Americans living in Ireland as well. TJ, thank you for getting in touch with us. TJ, as you heard, from Cleveland, living in Ireland. Suzanne in New York and Corrine there, currently living in County Cavan.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.